Did that end up helping him on that shot?
Well, it might have, because the goalie is usually is reactionary. So he's when the pass comes across, he's just sliding across and ready to stop it. He's expecting that shot, bang, bang, like a one-timer. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, yeah, then the goalie might get out of position, and that's what happened. So by Mark holding it and having that poise, the goalie just got out of position, and Mark made no mistake. And it was important that we scored that goal, because a second later we wouldn't have had the power play, but right. Just because we were playing four on four, when Mark puts that in, there's still 1 second left on our penalty, and obviously I think about a minute and something left on the state penalty. So that was critical that we put that one in at that point.
11 seconds later.
For 46 seconds, leading 1-0. Nice lead pass by Ock. Here's Lesperance. Score! There it is, Joel Lesperance. He gets one. And a great feed by Mark Ock, and just like that, the Huskies are up 2-0.
Well, he had two defensemen, and he split them, and just a perfect pass by Mark.
It was, and you know, just right off the face-off after scoring a goal, which was huge, and good for Joel. You know, he hasn't had many opportunities to walk in alone like that, or have some room and space to take a shot like that. But he went in and ripped it, and you know, here we are, 5 minutes into the game, and we're up by two. You know, complete difference from the night before, and it almost came too easy. You know, you could sense that. You know, it was too fast, too early, and something was going to change. And you got to stay with it. You know, I mean, there's still 55 minutes left in the game. You have to continue to play the game. But again, it was a great pass by Mark Ock, and it's good to see Joel score. He's one of the guys we need to get going. And I thought, you know, you asked me after the game, and you know, about the goal, but I think all the little things he is doing, you know, playing more physical, taking the body, back checking harder, blocking shots in this game, getting pucks out. All the little things that you need to do to have a good game. It's fine to score goals, but, you know, there's so many more, you know, not more important, but so many other important parts of the game that you need to do to help your team win. And I thought he did a majority of those things besides scoring the goal.
Huskies almost got the puck out here and didn't, and a good pressure here by Michigan State gets them on the board.
Bouncing puck at the top of the crease and tipped to the line, but not out. Here is Hirose, will shoot, scores! Oh, the Huskies just needed a couple more inches to get it out. And Hirose will bury it for an even-strength goal right after the penalty.
It was right after the Huskies were kind of back up against the ropes on that play. Taro scores, and they give two assists. I'm not sure how the assist got on that when it was Reed Sturlow, so I believe, poked it back out to the point.
Yeah, he did. Reed poked it out, yeah. And maybe they're going to say, oh, he didn't have control of it or whatever. But it was we got trapped in there a long time, but we did a good job. We really didn't give anything up. We stayed in our lanes while we were fairly aggressive, had a couple chances maybe to clear it. And that's when you have an opportunity to clear it. You have to. You cannot afford to give teams on the power play what we call second opportunities, because we've seen it so many times when you have a chance to clear the puck out of your defensive zone, and for some reason when you don't, that always seems like the other team's going to score on you. And Reed was gassed, and he did everything he could to get the puck out. I mean, and Reed's playing so hard and well. One thing we try to tell players in that situation though, is stay on your feet. Like he dove for the puck, and you know, he just couldn't get enough momentum to get it out of the zone. He did, you know, hit the puck and was going out, but not with enough force or velocity to leave the zone. And now he's down and out, and now it becomes 5-on-3, and basically that's what happened. Hirose got the puck, and there's nobody out there to kill him, and everybody's staying back to, you know, defend, and he walks right in and made no mistake. So tough goal. We had a good period for the most part, but that got him right back in the hockey game.
And they had a flurry at the end, Coach, if you remember, but we did a nice job to keep it out of the net somehow and go 2-1 into the intermission.
Oh, yeah, they had a couple chances, and that gave them some momentum, and again, we had a couple opportunities to clear the puck, and we didn't, and got a little sloppy in our zone near the end of the game. You know, they won a board battle down low in our corner, and you know, made a nice play right out front, and we were all on the wrong side of the coverage there. We you know, we thought we were going to get the puck and get out, and we got caught cheating a little bit there, and they got a good opportunity from it.
10-8 were the shots at the end of the first period. 2-1 Michigan Tech. Huge goal by Shane Hanna to get it to a 2-goal lead again.
And back to the point. Ranky will walk in, fakes the shot over for Hanna. He'll shoot, scores. Hanna with the goal, and did he light the lamp on that one? Top shelf to give the Huskies a 2-goal lead again.
Mitch Reinke and Alex Smith get the assist on that power play goal for Shane Hanna. Nice shot there by Shane. 12:35, the time of the goal, give the Huskies a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, and that was a big goal, Dirk, obviously. But we did a nice job. We did a good job, I thought, in the second period by, you know, hemming them in a little bit, and they took the initial penalty, and then now we're on the power play. We did a real good job moving the puck, and I thought they could have called one or two to put them 5-on-3 prior to this, but I think the refs were really, you know, patient and weren't going to – it had to be a very obvious penalty, and on the one that put them 5-on-3, I mean, Gad just – takes out Lesbron's legs. I mean, and he lost his stick in the pro. I mean, his he really tripped him hard. That's one of the better trips I've seen in a while. But yeah, because it's hard to get Joel down, and he did. It's like I was watching this lumberjack competition on TV last night, the lumberjack championships. And boy, you talk about athletes and strong. And I'd like to get one over to my house to cut all my wood that I have split up for me. But anyway, this guy, that was a lumberjack chop, and gives us a 5-on-3 opportunity. And we had a coach one time said, he had all these statistics. He said, if you don't score 5-on-3, if you have opportunities 5-on-3, and the team that has that 5-on-3 doesn't score on that 5-on-3, they usually lose the game. And he had all these statistics going over it. So when we scored, I said, okay, man, we're in good shape. But great puck movement. And I'm this is how good Mitch Reinke is and how poised he is. I'm yelling at him to shoot it on the bench, like, because he's got a lane, and I'm just shoot. And he draws people towards him because he can fake, and he gives it to Shane, and there's nobody over by Shane, and Shane just drills it. And big goal. You know, we got that two-goal margin back, which I thought was very important for us to do that.
11-6, the shots in the second period. Huskies up 3-1, and we get just a bizarre break at the start of the third period to give us a 3-goal lead.
Hunting to try to find that high guy that's coming in. Chance right there and a goal! Reese Searles on a turnover, and boy, we weren't even expecting that as that one came right from the back of the net. We'll have to see exactly what happened, but the Huskies go up by 3.
I believe it was Gaffari, if I'm not mistaken, who was carrying the puck and then just flat out lost it at the side of his net.
Well, he did, and you have to be careful. And I heard someone say, well, there's still a lot of water down on the ice. And I will tell you this, at Michigan State, we had 18-minute intermissions because they, I guess the ice hasn't been setting up there. So we usually have 15 minutes, mm-hmm. but they told us they'd have 18 minutes. I said, no problem. So we had 18-minute intermissions, and that's probably because Coach Anastas was playing the short bench, so he wanted the long intermissions. I didn't think of that, but no, they're saying the ice was, and I'm just kidding, but they're saying that the ice wasn't setting up, so, and they do a great job there. Tom Campbell, obviously married a Mickey's girl, and he runs the rink down there. He does a great job. The rink's in great shape, and I got talking to him a little bit about that, and they weren't sure because of the old floor, what it was, or the heat in the building, because of the weekend. It's so warm down there, but anyway, so they were saying that the puck, you know, he's stick handling and got caught up in some of that water and he mishandled it. And Reed just was right there putting some pressure on him. The puck just sat there for him. And Reed came in and made no mistake, which I thought was a very, very important goal.
Huge goal. And the Huskies make it a 5-1 lead with Leibinger's third of the season.
You ever seen that before? A guy hook his own guy to keep someone from
going
between
the
middle of him?
Huskies win the draw. Scores right off of the faceoff there. Ritz Leibinger with the rocket of a shot, and that makes it a 5-1 lead for the Huskies. Well, you talk about winning draws, how important they are, and there was one right there. Leibinger made no mistake of that, and Mike Neville with the draw win at center.
How about that? Chris Leibinger's got 3 goals already, Dirk. I mean, who would have thought by putting him up forward that he would have 3? But good for him. And he's taking advantage of his ice time and doesn't complain who he's playing with or, you know, whether he's on the – and he's not on the power play. And he just goes out and plays. And that's such a valuable lesson and just a valuable thing to have on your team. As just a player who's not worried about that stuff, just let me play, coach. Put me in. I just want to play. And he goes out and plays hard every night. But obviously Mike Neville's really good on faceoffs. And our team was good on faceoffs on Saturday night. I thought that was one of the real keys to our team. You know, Alex Smith, our freshman, is 11-3 on faceoffs. They got Neville only 8 wins, 11 losses, which I'm a little surprised. But obviously that one was a huge win and another big goal for us early in the period. I mean, 5 minutes in the third period, you know, you're up by 4 goals. Now, they still couldn't relax, Dirk. I told you that. You just never – you should be able to relax, but things can change in a hurry.
Well, the Huskies go on to the win, 5-1 the final, 7-4 the shots in that third period. Again, only giving up four shots in period number three, 28-18 the final shots.
Yeah, and then, like I said,